So Shalom Aleichem and welcome in. I had a return after the past week. I want to thank you again each for calling in, and thank you once again to Morty for helping to keep us organized and enable us to move forward. We're in the midst of the fifth parak of the Seilas Yesharim. So we had opened up before we broke last week. And the fifth parak, remember, is the Mafsidi Hazirus. What are the key pitfalls to overcome? Or to put it differently, what are the key challenges that we need to actively, proactively engage in order to grow as the Hirim, in order to grow as people who are taking our Yad seriously, taking ourselves seriously, taking our lives, and the opportunity that life presents with gravitas, recognize the value of what we can accomplish, and seeking to be growing people, growing Jews, growing B'nai Torah. What are the key challenges we need to look at? And there are pitfalls, but to look at the other way, what are the pathways? What are the paths we need to walk on? So the first path we need to walk on is to carve out time. Because he had said the first maftid was busyness, just being getting so busy, perhaps even with good and important things, but suffering from time mismanagement. So to put it positively, the first path we need to walk on in order to get to growing and to enter the lobby of growing Jews, the first path we need to walk on is the path of carving out time for thought, carving out time for learning in general, and carving out time specifically for thought and self-reflection. So time management is the first issue. And that the kriyas. So he had mentioned that the language of the Chazal have of being koveya time, kavata itim latorah, that kriyas itim, that building a schedule, building this into the schedule, that's the first key path, and that's going to be how we're going to deal with the challenge of tirda, of over busyness. Spoke about thinking about career and thinking about work choices that we make and seeking to balance the value and the necessity of working for a living together with the need to enable time for the purpose of the work. And now we're up to the second issue. Excuse me. And now we're up to the third issue. I believe we had worked on the second issue as well before the break. I apologize. Second issue, the second pitfall was cynicism. The second pitfall was being sarcastic and being unable to take things seriously. Being unable to take things seriously. That, but then if you follow along with Safari Edition, The issue of Schok Velotzon, that has begun in Parakei Os Tes Zion, paragraph 16, in the Safari edition. Remember, he had said that if I get into a cynical rut, that it becomes a defense mechanism that I'm never open to constructive criticism. That's something he pointed out, Yishayahu HaNavi, in the Safari edition, paragraph 21, Chafalos. Shainavi is complaining about this. You render yourself incapable of growing from feedback if you just mavatal everyone and everything. You can't take anyone seriously. You can't give respect or significance. You can't dignify what anyone else has to say. So then you lock yourself into a box. And that's why, as he points out, that's why Chazal talk about the Katlei Tzanim. The group of Leitzanim are one of the four groups that are not makabel pnei Hashchina. I believe he does not quote this here, but I believe Ramchal quotes it elsewhere in Mesilas Yesharim, that Mamar Chazal, that one of four groups that will not merit to receive a Kadosh Baruch Hu of a Kat Leitzanim. Group of six. That's the Rana Vera. Being a less is not in of itself. Being a sinner is not in of itself. Not there. So what do I do? It might not be so pleasant. You might not enjoy my company. But why is it in a composition? The answer is exactly what the Ramchal is developing here. The Torah of Leitzanim itself is a sin worthy of Eina Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, but rather it's that's my method. That's the way I approach life. So I'm on track to end up with a lot of untended to, uncured problems. Because all of my failings and all of my shortcomings, and we all have shortcomings because we're all human, but if I've disabled the ability to grow, because I've developed leitzanus, which disables my ability to cut me off and be able to receive any constructive criticism, so whatever failings and shortcomings I have, they're only going to grow, and they're only going to fester. So in the Nela, whatever the Patil Chatam are, but Chalei Tzadim, to be a person who's cynical, it's a methodology, it's an approach to life that will almost guarantee a life full of mistakes and error and lost potential that will Nela result in a number of problems in Shechina. The solution, of course, is to open one's eyes and to recognize, and with this we close our recap, to recognize that cynicism is not accurate. In other words, to be naive and Pollyannish and to think that everything is wonderful and that everyone means well and all everything is rosy color, so that's inaccurate. True. But cynicism is the other extreme and is equally inaccurate. To say that everything is bad and everything is negative and everyone means poorly and everything is shallow and meaningless is just as inaccurate in the opposite direction as being rosy-colored naivete. What's accurate is in between. What's accurate is to be realistic. To recognize that some things are good and some things are not, that some people mean well and some people mean poorly. Most people are a complex mix of the two. To see things as they are, as a mix of good and bad, as a mix of meaningfulness and authenticity and inauthenticity, to see life as it actually is, or b'choshech mishtamshin b'erbuvia, that's realistic. That's accurate. That's neither naively assuming everything is wonderful, nor cynically assuming that everything is bad and shallow and meaningless. To be realistic is what you want. But then you can live life as it is and seek out things of value and seek to either remedy or sidestep the concerns or shallowness. That's the second path towards into the world of growing people. The first path of dealing with time management, carving out time for thought. And the second path is growing to being a realistic person as opposed to a cynical one. And this brings us now to Hamatzid HaShlishi. Here we are. Here we pick up. Again, the Safari edition. This is the 25th section, Perek Hey, section Chaf Hey. Hamafsid HaShlishi Hu HaChevra. He says, now let's deal with the third challenge, and we can rephrase it, recast it, and also deal with it will be the third pathway into being a growing person. Hamafsid HaShlishi Hu HaChevra. The third pitfall is my social crowd. My social group, and he explains, not every chevra is a problem. I know chevra is a tipshim ha'chotim. If I'm in with a negative group, people are sinners. Shallow people, sinful people, wrong-headed. Okay. Thanks so much for calling back in. I'm sorry that they seem to have gotten cut off in the middle. I'm glad everyone's called back in, and let's pick up where we were. In Parak Hay, paragraph Chaf Hay in the Safari edition, paragraph 25, Ramchal is talking about Roa Ksilim Yeroa. If I cultivate the company of fools, cultivate the company of people who have a very inaccurate picture of life, people with very shallow values, Yeroa, I'm going to suffer as a result. I'm going to spiritually suffer. And he says, and in the following sentence, he explains the flow of this parak. Ki hine anachten ro'im fa'amim ramos. We see so often, afil achashin es hameis etzol ha'adam cholos avodah hezirisba. Internally, I get it. I know. And then here he's using that phrase is saturated with loaded language from earlier parak. Nis hameis reminds us of the first parak. She is barevis hameis etzol ha'adam. And Chovas HaAvodah, that's the first parak, is Chovas HaMaloma and Zahiros, in the Prakim since Parak Beit. I have that clarity, and I get it. And it's, as I suggested when we started the first parak, it's not only Barb, even MS. good. I understand cerebrally, but it's MFA. It's real. I feel it in my kish because I get it. I want this. I know this. I want this. I want to live a life of meaningfulness. I want to live a life that's dedicated to Rebbe Shalom and dedicated to growing towards Rebbe Shalom, to be a growing Jew. Inside, I'm ready to roll. And still, Yisra Pemimena. Yavra Eza Dvarim Mimena. I understand that. It happens so often. But internally, I'm all good to go, and yet I'm not following through. My follows my external expression, right, the behavioral piece, is inconsistent. Sometimes I'm on, sometimes I'm off. Even inside, I'm on fire. Within, I want this, but without, behaviorally, I'm blowing out and cold. What's going on? It's kedei shal yilgul of chaverav or kedei lizharav imohem. So often it's peer pressure. In other words, Ramchal saying, the first two mafsidim, the question of busyness and cynicism, will get in the way of growing as a zahir within, in my opinion. Either I just don't have the time, the headspace to think about stuff and to allow ideas to percolate, or I've built this defensive shell of cynicism to not allow myself to take life seriously, to think about things and to think about growth and think about how I could be different, how I could improve. But I've gone beyond that. He's explaining why those two come first, and this is number three. Let's say I'm carving out the time, and I'm in a emotionally good place. I'm realistic of lyricism, and therefore, in terms of genius, I'm growing, I'm moving, it's good. The heroes is growing within, but it's not expressing itself. I know where I want to be, and I want to grow, and I want to take life seriously, and yet I'm not following through. Is often that's because of step three. Well, that's because of peer pressure. Not always, but often. And his language is very nuanced. Kidei, once again, yet another Ramchalian pair of phrases. Kidei shal yilagulo of chadeiro, okay, with his haravi mohem. Either it's so that I won't be made fun of, or because I want to mix in. As a recognition, sometimes the issue of peer pressure, I just want to duck the negativity. I just want to be able to keep my head down and not feel bad. I want people to look down at me. Again, this takes different forms at different stages of life. We will perhaps uniquely sensitive to this as adolescents. Hopefully our self-image becomes stronger, our sense of security grows as we pass that stage, but still. Even as adults, our sense of self-image security can sometimes be bruised. And it's still hard, even with a stronger, sturdier, more robust sense of who I am and comfort in my own skin. But still, you know, I want people looking down their nose at me. And I'm the guy who's doing something awkward, whether it's people who don't share my values or people who do share my values. But still, I'm seeking to grow in ways that they are not. And it's going to be uncomfortable. They're going to look at me cross-eyed. Are you doing that? Sometimes not just a desire to avoid negativity, but a desire to belong. I want to be a part of the in-group. But that's what they do. These guys do this, but they don't do that. I want to be a part of that crew. So whether it's a sur meira or an asay tov, to paraphrase, obviously, the language of Tehillim, sometimes the peer pressure expresses itself as when we try to do or not do in order to avoid the scorn, in order to avoid the being looked down upon. And to avoid the shaming and the hating. And sometimes I don't just want to avoid the cold shoulder. I want in. I want to be a part of the crew. I want to be a part of the crowd. So I'm gonna violate my principles, and I know them to be true, and I know what I care about, and I want the right things, but it's just so hard. Because it's hard to take the pressure of the negativity, or it's hard to take the pressure of not fitting in and not being a part of the group. He says, this is no problem. Shlomo speaks as explicitly in Mishlei. You have to have the strength to recognize the perils of peer pressure. And sometimes you don't want to place yourself in that group. And how you move forward and strategies for mitigating the negative aspects of peer pressure, and it's something we're going to pick up with the Mirtz Hashem next time. More than glad to take any questions.